presentation.
Okay. I don't have a presentation. I'm just going to show you on Wikisource some stuff. So this is our portal on Wikisource when it loads. Basically, I found that the easiest way to explain Wikipedia to the National Archives for me has actually been to talk about Wikisource first, because a lot of people at the National Archives have are a little hesitant about the idea of contributing content or encyclopedic content at all, because they feel like, especially for archives, their job is to collect things and show them to people, but let other people reach their own conclusions, do their own research. So they're not necessarily so sure how Wikipedia fits into their mission. But Wikisource is really easy to explain. It's volunteers that want to transcribe your documents. What we've been doing is essentially, along with our mass upload of everything, a lot of which is textual documents, we're trying to get these textual documents transcribed on Wikisource. So I just want to show you basically how it works on Wikisource, because I feel Wikisource has been very underutilized since it seems so relevant to a lot of the work that GLAMs do. And then two cool things that we've done with Wikisource. I'll show you. This is the page that has all of our. Okay, this looks a little odd, but so I just want to show you an example. These are the list of works that have been completely transcribed and validated on Wikisource, which is we're around 50 at this point. So this is a good multi-page one, and just to show you how it works. On Wikisource, you have this is the final product. This is the completely transcribed, and it's all in plain text and searchable, which is the point. So this is how it came to be. Is each article has a source tab, and this is the index, and each page has been transcribed. And the cool thing about Wikisource is it's side-by-side transcription when it loads with the original document. Each page gets validated by multiple editors. So there's a whole, Wikisource already has a whole mechanism for vetting transcriptions. So what we've done at the National Archives is each of these that have been completed are now these transcriptions are findable in the National Archives catalog. So the links at the top go back to the National Archives catalog for each of these validated transcriptions. And you'll see in the catalog entry for this Wikisource. So if you're a researcher, you're looking this up, and previously, you know, there was a scan, but there was no text. So now you have it. And the other cool thing that we've done is if I go to there are not a lot of people that are familiar with Wikisource. A lot of our editors so far, most people are Wikipedians. So one thing that I want to do is try to bring people to Wikisource also. So another thing that we've done is create a transcribe button that automatically preloads the Wikisource page. So if you're on if you're on Commons, just looking at the category, looking at all of the things that National Archives has uploaded, you'll see this transcribe this document button. And if you click it, this is what you'll see.